الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers, and also our sisters listening over receivers. Alhamdulillah, last night in this masjid and in the various masajid, also over the various radio stations, we have heard bayans, lectures and discussions regarding the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and various aspects regarding our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the ability to make amal on whatever was said last night. And indeed, this is the speciality of the month of Rabiul Awwal, that we know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was born in this month of Rabiul Awwal. And just like how in the month of Ramadan, we find that most of the bayans are centered around taqwa, the virtues of fasting, the virtues of Laylatul Qadr. In the same way, in the month of Rabiul Awwal, most of the bayans are centered around the seerah and the various noble characteristics of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And indeed, to discuss our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his noble qualities, his characteristics, his message, his purpose for being sent to us, this is also an ibadat. This is also a form of worship. Remember, respected elders and brothers, we cannot love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without loving Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is compulsory and mandatory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That, O Nabi of Allah, say to the believers that if you love Allah, then follow me, obey me, make my ittiba'. In other words, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, emulate him, follow him. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then love you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. We cannot obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without obeying and being obedient to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They both go together. Wherever we find in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ita'at and the obedience of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with that, He couples it with the obedience of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. So we have to have the love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is very, very essential and very, very important. It is mandatory and compulsory. But we find that we can never really praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we look at the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Hazrat Maulana also alluded to the fact that we should discuss regarding the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, if we look at the qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he was an embodiment of virtue. He was an encyclopedia of nobility and spirituality. And we can never really truly praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu an, the famous poet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, aptly, and he says very beautifully, he says, مَا إِن مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي مَا إِن مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي وَلَكِن مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدِي. He says that I cannot praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with my words, with my poetry. But in reality, my poetry and my words has become praiseworthy because of Muhammad. In other words, by him bringing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam into his poetry, his entire poetry has become praiseworthy. And we can extend that further, respected elders and brothers, that if we will bring Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the true sense, if we will bring it and implement it in our lives, then we will become praiseworthy in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we implement the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our life will become praiseworthy and we will find a change in our lives, a beauty in our lives. Furthermore, we look at the rank of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Indeed, Allah and His angels send salutations and blessings upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So, O believers, you send durood and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, He is sending blessings and barakat and mercy upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we ask ourselves the questions, is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really in need of our praises and really in need of our durood and salam? Never. In fact, we will be the beneficiaries if we praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we send durood upon and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, we find, respected elders and brothers, that we claim to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will find people saying, Fidaka abi wa ummi wa nafsi ya Rasulullah. May my parents and may my life be sacrificed upon you, O Rasulullah. But if we look at our lives, then we find, what are we sacrificing our lives upon? Are we sacrificing our lives upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We claim that we will sacrifice it. But if we analyze our lives, each and every one of us, then we find that we are sacrificing our lives in hankering after this dunya. Someone is sacrificing his life in some illicit beloved. So we have not really fulfilled our claim. And it is merely lip service. So we find, if we look at our youngsters, they teach us a very, very beautiful lesson. Allah have mercy on them, Allah Ta'ala guide them. But we find our youngsters, if we ask them, who is your role model? Who is your hero? Then some of them might not say it. But you can see it clearly in their lives that it will be some footballer, some film star, some cricketer, some actor or actress, or some singer. That person is their hero and role model. Whereas in reality we find that these people, there is no real good qualities within them. These people do not even have iman, those people whom they are following. But we find that these are the role models. Many of them, some footballer, just because he can kick a ball very well, we find that people will sit around and praise that person. We find one hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentions, إِذَا مُدِحَ الْفَاسِقِ اِهْتَزَّ الْعَرْشِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That when a fasiq, a transgressor, a sinner is praised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne vibrates in anger. That this person, he is disobeying my commands, he is not fulfilling the obligations which have been placed upon him by Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is being praised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very, very angry. We ask ourselves the questions that this hadith is referring to people who have iman and people who are Muslims. What about those people who do not even have iman? We find most of the footballers and cricketers, they do not even have iman. But we find people will be sitting around, the youngsters and unfortunately even adults, will be sitting around and will be praising that person. So we ask ourselves the question, are we earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by praising people, many of them who do not even have love for Islam, who do not even have love for Muslims, and many of them in fact hate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hate Islam and everything that has to do with Islam. But we'll find that people will be praising these people. Yes, if you say that the person, he has developed good qualities within himself, the quality of honesty. Now you're saying that this person kicks the ball very well. What is so beautiful about that? If you say this person has developed the quality of honesty, the quality of truthfulness, this person has developed the quality of being sharing and caring, this person has developed the quality of being considerate towards others, then we can say this is really an achievement. Not the mere kicking of a ball or hitting of a ball. There is no real achievement in this. So we find, nevertheless, our youngsters, they teach us a beautiful lesson. We will find that because they love this person, they want to be like him. They want to dress like him. They want to speak like him. Many of them walk like him. Even if that film star or that actor or actress, his hair appears to be like that person who has been electrocuted, we'll find, mashallah, some of our youngsters will also be there to emulate and ape them. A lesson. that because they look up to this person, that is their role model, as our Hazrat always says, that it is a model and we are rolling behind that person. So because that is their role model, they want to be like him. Can there be any greater model and example than our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. That indeed, there is a lot of emphasis in this word, لَقَدْ. That in the Rasul of Allah is a beautiful namuna, a beautiful example for you. The gist of that ayat. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that every aspect of his life, there is a beautiful example for us. Therefore, we should all make this month of Rabiul Awwal a time for us to change our role model. Our role model should be none other than our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his life, every aspect of his life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of honesty. What was his title before he even got nubuwwat? We find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he stood on the Mount of Safa and he gathered all the mushrikeen, he said, if I tell you, when he gave them the initial call towards Islam, he said, if I tell you that there is an army behind this mountain ready to attack you, will you believe me? In one voice, in unison, they all called out, definitely you are as-sadiq, you are the most truthful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of trustworthiness. His title was Al-Ameen, the most trustworthy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of forgiveness and mercy. Look at Fath Makkah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah al-Mukarramah. Then those people who were torturing him, persecuting him, those people who were the cause for the injury of his beloved Sahaba-i-Kiram, who had martyred many of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave them and granted them general amnesty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of consideration. Look at what the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say about him. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, what she says about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, that famous hadith where she discusses the manner in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up in the late portion of the night. And the portion of that hadith, she says, فَأَخَذَ رِدَاءَهُ رُوَيْدًا وَانْتَعَلَ رُوَيْدًا وَفَتَحَ الْبَابَ رُوَيْدًا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was sleeping. He did not want to disturb her. So he wore his clothing quietly. He wore his shoes quietly. He opened the door gently, teaching us a lesson of consideration. That person who was closest to him, his beloved wife, how much of consideration he had for his beloved wife. Today, what is our condition? We find that the wives, they have consideration for all the men outside. They don't have consideration for the husband in the home. And vice versa, the husband outside the home is very, very humble and kind to his friends, generous to his friends, very soft-spoken to his friends. But in the home, as Mufti Sahib mentioned last night beautifully, he says the husband walks in the house like a general. And the wife and the children will say, Lieutenant so-and-so walked in the home. That is our quality. That is our Allah Ta'ala guide us and give us the quality and the gentleness and consideration of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Consideration for especially those who are close to us. So there is a lesson, embodiment of consideration. In fact, every virtue you take, you will find it not only present in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but present in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the degree of perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Hazrat Maulana last night in the live broadcast beautifully translated this verse, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, you are on a pedestal of sublime character. That was the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sublime. You could not find any defect in the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, absolute perfection, no defect. As again, Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu beautifully says, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. O Nabi of Allah, you have been created free from any blemish or defect. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It is as if you have been created the way you wanted to be created. Like as if you told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, make me in this manner and with these qualities. Absolute perfection. So we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life is absolute perfection and full of nobility. So therefore we find that unfortunately, we praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we do not have true love within our lives. It is my desire to discuss few incidents in the life of Sahaba-i-Kiram, just to show us, to display what is true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is true sacrifice for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find one Sahabi by the name of Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair, radiallahu anhu. He was a Sahabi who had accepted Islam in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And as a young boy, it was renowned that he was one of the wealthiest and he was the most cared for youngsters in Makkah al-Mukarramah. He would wear the most expensive silk garment, and he would wear the most expensive itar and fragrance. It is said that when he would walk, he would leave a trail of beautiful fragrance wherever he walked. What happened was, he met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered the depths of his heart, and he accepted Islam, and he believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as a result, like many other Sahaba ikram, he had to undergo a series of torture and persecution. We find that his parents then distanced themselves from him, and he was turned from, as they say, riches to rags. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam once saw him. He was mending his garment with a patch of leather, and he was looking very, very rough because of the difficult conditions that he was going through. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at him with mercy, and he says that I saw this young boy in Makkah. He was the most handsome, he was wearing the most expensive garment, and he was living the most luxurious life. He has forsaken all of these luxuries of this temporary world for the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Take another sahabi. Let's further elaborate on the Musa bin Umair. With regards to him, he was the first teacher of the Ansar in Medina Sharif, and he was the standard bearer of the Muhajireen in the Battle of Badr. And we know that in the Battle of Uhud, he became Shaheed. And what was his condition when he became Shaheed? Very famous. It is said that when he was buried, then the kafan was insufficient to cover his entire body properly. The garment that he was wearing was insufficient to cover his entire body properly. They used grass to supplement his kafan. Take another sahabi by the name of Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. Once he sent his servant to go and purchase a horse. So the servant went and he made a deal to purchase a horse for 300 dirhams. He brought the seller back to Jarir bin Abdullah so that he may be paid. When Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu looked at the horse, he realized immediately that the seller had undervalued the horse. So he looked at the horse and he told the seller that, would you agree if I paid 400 dirhams for the horse? The seller said, yes, he agreed. Then he said, how about 500 dirhams? And he continued his unusual bargaining until he purchased the horse for 800 dirhams. Later when they asked him, why did you do this? He said that I realized that the seller had not realized the value of his horse. And I had made a promise to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that I will be sincere and a well-wisher for every Muslim. So therefore it was my desire to give him a fair price. Another sahabi by the name of, his name is not mentioned in the books, but he was a sahabi who was wearing a gold ring. And one time, we know that for men to wear gold, it is prohibited, not permissible. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got hold of that ring, pulled it out and threw it on the floor. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is like wearing charcoal from the fire, burning charcoal from the fire of Jahannam, something to that effect. Thereafter they mentioned to him, after some time, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw that ring, he left it there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw the ring down, so go and pick it up, you can use it for some other legitimate cause. What was his answer? He said, never. By Allah, that which the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shunned and thrown away, I will never pick it up. That was the level of obedience that the Sahaba ikram had, the level of sacrifice that the Sahaba ikram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find today that we praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we do not follow him. We claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but our lives show something else. And if we claim to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but our actions are like those who do not believe. So respected elders and brothers, let us follow the Sahaba ikram and take inspiration from the incidents of the Sahaba ikram. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My Sahaba ikram are like guiding stars. Whichever one of them you will follow, you will be inspired and guided. So Sahaba ikram, we look at their lives, that they did not only celebrate one day or one month in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, their entire lives were used in celebrating the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they displayed their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their entire lives and their wealth and every single bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. Therefore, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the true love for Allah and His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, true obedience for Allah and His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of all the Muslims throughout the world, especially in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Sudan, in all different parts of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide those enemies. And if and hidayat is not written for them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove them from the surface of this earth. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب